Lesson 11, Partying, Episode 2. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. To have a ball. To enjoy something very much. To have a ball.
The children had a ball at the street carnival last Sunday. The children had a very good time at the street carnival last Sunday.
2. This party rocks. This party is great. This party rocks. 3. Grub. Food. Grub. How was the grub at Steve's birthday party? How was the food at Steve's birthday party? 4. To pig out. To eat a lot. To pig out. The grub was great, so everyone pigged out. The food was great, so everyone ate a lot. 5. To have a one-track mind. To think about something most of the time. To have a one-track mind.
Jack has a one-track mind. He always thinks and talks about women. Jack always thinks and talks about the same subject. He speaks only about women.
6. To hit the dance floor. To dance. To hit the dance floor.
Last weekend, we hit the dance floor at the nightclub. Last weekend, we danced at the nightclub.
7. A chick. A girl. A chick. Look at that chick over there. She's gorgeous. Look at that girl over there. She's gorgeous. 8. A total babe. A hot and sexy girl. A total babe.
Everyone says that Steve's new girlfriend is a total babe. Everyone says that Steve's new girlfriend is a good-looking and sexy girl.
9. To rock with. To dance with. To rock with. Let's rock with those babes. Let's dance with those sexy girls. Part 2, Dialogue. Ted and Steve are having a good time at the party.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a ball.
Yeah, this party rocks.
The grub is great. I haven't pigged out like that in a long time.
You have a one-track mind. All you can think about is the food.
How about we hit the dance floor with those two chicks near the window?
Yeah, the blondie is a total babe. Let's rock with them.
Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English.
Susan has a one-track mind. Susan's mind always works in one direction.
Look! Everyone is dancing! Why don't we hit the dance floor?
Look!
Everyone is dancing. Why don't we dance?
We bought a lot of junk food and pigged out all night. We bought a lot of unhealthy snacks and ate a lot all night long.
I hated the grub at the picnic. I hated the food at the picnic. Translate the following sentences into conversational English. The party is great! The party rocks!
Who's that girl Steve is talking to? Who's that chick Steve is talking to?
Let's dance. Let's rock.
We had a great time when our parents were out of town. We had a ball when our parents were out of town.
Lesson 12. School Gossip. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape when you hear it for the second time. 1. To get a load of. To observe. To look at something. To get a load of. Get a load of that car. It looks cool. Look at that car. It looks great. 2. A blimp. A fat person. A blimp.
Our biology teacher is a real blimp. Our biology teacher is really fat.
3. What's her face? Or, what's his face? What's her name? Or, what's his name? What's her face? 4. Beats me. I don't know, or I don't have any idea about it. Beats me. How old is your new friend?
Beats me.
How old is your new friend?
I don't have any idea.
5. To be the teacher's pet. To be the teacher's favorite student. To be the teacher's pet.
My friend never gets in trouble in class because she's the teacher's pet. My friend never gets in trouble in class because she's the teacher's favorite student.
6. Yuck. It's disgusting. Yuck.
I can't understand how French people eat frogs.
Yuck! I can't either.
I can't understand how French people eat frogs.
It's disgusting.
7. A kiss-up. A person who always tries to please others to get something. A kiss-up.
Stop trying to be such a kiss-up. Stop trying to please everybody.
8. To get away with something. To escape the responsibility or to succeed in doing something dishonest. To get away with something.
Eve always gets away with cheating on the test. Steve always succeeds in cheating on the test.
9. To fall for something. To be tricked into believing something. To fall for something.
Some teachers fall for those kiss-ups. Some teachers are tricked by students who flatter them.
10. Yep. Yes. Yep. Nope. No. Nope. 11. To be a smarty pants. To be an intellectual. To be a smarty pants. We have a few smarty pants in our class. We have a few intellectuals in our class. 12. To be a goody two-shoes. To be a very righteous person. To be a goody two-shoes.
My sister is a goody two-shoes. I can't stand people like her. My sister is such a righteous person. I don't like people like her.
Part 2. Dialogue. Ted and Steve are gossiping about their school life.
Get a load of that blimp! What's her face?
Beats me.
My friend told me she's the teacher's pet.
Yuck. I hate those kiss-ups. They always get away with everything they do.
I can't believe some teachers fall for it.
Yup. Most of them are crazy about those smarty pants and goody two-shoes.
Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English.
My brother's girlfriend is such a blimp. I can't believe he's in love with her. My brother's girlfriend is really fat. I can't believe he's in love with her.
Get a load of that guy near the car. What's his face? Look at that guy near the car. What's his name?
I'll never fall for your lies again. I'll never believe your stories again.
Do you know that Eleanor is the teacher's pet? Do you know that Eleanor is the teacher's favorite student?
She always gets away with being late for class. She's never punished for coming late for class.
Translate the following sentences into conversational English. Everybody knows that Ted is an intellectual. His average is a 98. Everybody knows that Ted is a smarty pants. His average is a 98.
I have no idea about it. Beats me. She's such a righteous person. She's such a goody two-shoes.
Sharon always tries to please everyone around her by paying compliments and doing small favors.
Sharon is such a kiss-up!
Lesson 13. At School. Part 1. Get ready for the dialogue by learning the following idiomatic expressions and their equivalents in standard English. Say each expression together with the voice on the tape, when you hear it for the second time. 1. To be bummed. To be depressed. To be bummed.
I'm bummed after the history exam. I would be really surprised if I passed it.
2. I'm so depressed after the history exam. I would be really surprised if I passed it.
2. What's cooking? What's going on? What's cooking?
3. To blow a test. To fail a test. To blow a test.
Eve blew her road test 2 days ago. She couldn't park the car. Eve failed her road test 2 days ago. She couldn't park the car.
4. A killer test. An extremely difficult test. A killer test.
We had a killer test last week. We had a very difficult test last week.
5. An old man. A father. An old man.
The teacher wants to see my old man next week.
The teacher wants to see my father next week. 6. To be ticked off. To be angry. To be ticked off.
I was ticked off when Bill borrowed my science notebook and lost it. I was angry when Bill borrowed my science notebook and lost it.
7. Give me a break. It can't be so. Give me a break. 8. To be a piece of cake. To be easy. To be a piece of cake. That test was a piece of cake. The test was easy.
9. To ace the test. To do very well on the test. To ace the test.
I am sure I'll ace the test. I've been studying for 2 weeks. I am sure I'll do very well on the test. I've been studying for 2 weeks.
10. To have butterflies in one's stomach. To be very nervous. To have butterflies in one's stomach.
I always have butterflies in my stomach when I have to give a presentation. I always get very nervous when I have to give a presentation.
11. To draw a blank. To forget something suddenly. To draw a blank.
I was so nervous before my finals that I drew a blank. I was so nervous before my final examination that I suddenly forgot everything I learned.
12. Knock it off. Stop it. Knock it off. Part 2. Dialogue. Ted and Steve are discussing their math test results.
Why are you so bummed? What's cooking?
Don't ask. I blew my math test. It was a killer test. Oh, my old man is really ticked off.
Give me a break. It was a piece of cake. I practically aced the test.
Well, each time I take a test, I have butterflies in my stomach and I draw a blank.
Knock it off. things do happen. Let's go grab a bite.
Part 3. Self-checking. Translate the following sentences into standard English. What's cooking? What's going on? My old man is so bummed. He lost his job. My father is so depressed. He lost his job.
Did you hear Steve blew his biology exam? Did you hear Steve failed his biology exam?
No wonder he blew it. The test was a killer.
I'm not surprised he failed it. The test was very difficult.
Knock it off. I don't want to hear that. Stop it. I don't want to hear that.
Translate the following sentences into conversational English. I came late for work this morning. My boss was really angry. I came late for work this morning. My boss was really ticked off.
It can't be so. How could she fail this test? Give me a break. How could she blow this test? This test was very easy. This test was a piece of cake.
I always get nervous when I sit in a dental chair. I always have butterflies in my stomach when I sit in a dental chair.
I am so happy I did well on the test. I'm so happy I aced the test.
When the teacher asked me a question, I suddenly forgot everything and couldn't answer it.
When the teacher asked me a question, I drew a blank and couldn't answer it.